Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1031. Our topic is mindset, and the title is Motivational Quotes. So, we've talked about this a little bit in past podcasts, but we have a motivational messaging service that I do with my clients, and people can sign up for this, if they're in-person clients, if they're online clients to different degrees. And then we also have monthly programming where we send out like training, nutrition program, accountability tracking, has the motivational quotes, has a whole bunch of other things too. Like there's technique review, there's optional technique review, which is free. And we also have educational support through the podcast, just a lot of resources just within that single service. But within all of our services, we do try to at least offer this motivational messaging service where we send out every weekday. There's a quote that gets kind of texted out every morning, and it has the quote and then just some extra thoughts here and there. Now, I started doing this, actually. I just looked back, and I started doing it in October, so October 26th of 2020. So it's been a good 9 months or so. Actually, it's funny that today is the 26th of July, so I guess it has been 9 months. But every single weekday, every single quote has been a new one. I'm trying my best to try to make sure it's, you know, kind of fun, creative. It's always motivating, not just the same like 20 text messages sent back and forth 1,000 times over. So it's been helpful to me. It's been kind of fun. I've bought a lot of books over the years. And I guess over the 9 months, I've been trying to like teach from those books. And I love that because it motivates me and continues my education, along with being able to give that gift to the people involved in the service. So some of the books, if you're wondering, that I bought, one of them is Discipline Equals Freedom by Jocko Willink. It's W-I-L-L-I-N-K is his last name. Discipline Equals Freedom. I really like that book. It kind of expands upon his original book that I think kind of mostly made him famous, which was Extreme Ownership. That was an awesome book, and definitely would recommend anybody to read that. I also picked up another one called Fired Up Selling, S-E-L-L-I-N-G, and it's great quotes to inspire, energize, and succeed. And that is kind of put together by a company called Bard Press, B-A-R-D, and then Press, P-R-E-S-S. So I really enjoyed that. That was a really cool book. Had a lot of really good motivational quotes, some good pictures and stuff in it too. I've also read the book The Ultimate Guide to Productivity, Procrastination, and Profitability, which is titled Get Shit Done by Jeffrey Gittemer, or I guess that's how you say his name, G-I-T-O-M-E-R. So that was a really good one. And then another one I worked my way through. You don't have to listen to any of these if you don't want to, but they've been great resources for me. So if you're looking for more motivational resources, those are three that I really liked. And then one I'm working through right now is Start Where You Are, a journal for self-exploration written by, it's Mara. It's kind of like an odd first name. I just want to make sure I'm saying it right or spelling it right for you. So it is, M-E-R-R-A. L-E-E-P-A-T-E-L, so Mara Lee Patel. So those are been really cool books, very good stuff. So that's allowed me of taking from those resources, plus just some Google things and some other odds and ends. So that way in the 9 months, I've sent a unique quote every single weekday. So I really want to keep that going. My goal is to kind of get to a full year where every quote is different. Now, again, something like looking at the bigger picture of this is physical fitness is certainly more than just nutrition and training plans. And when I first started lifting, I first started personal training back when I was 18 years old, I started getting paid to help people with exercise. And I would write training programs. And then real quickly, I realized, okay, well, you know, they can go into the gym and train well, but if they eat like a jackass, they're never going to see the full benefit of the program I wrote. So I would be frustrated if the person didn't think the program worked and it was based on they're eating. Well, that was actually negatively impacting the program. So I started learning more about nutrition. Now, that led to me going on and getting a master's in nutrition. So I have a master's in human nutrition. And as I expanded kind of learning, you know, more about nutrition, I built upon what I already knew about training programming. It then started becoming realizing that, okay, as a personal trainer, you spend way more time being a therapist than you do as a trainer. Meaning like you have to work into motivational aspects, accountability aspects, mental health, emotional health, trying to figure out why people won't follow programs. The programs, if you understand the body science of nutrition and training, it's actually pretty easy to write. It's fun and it's exciting. I still love doing it. So I still, you know, spend 20 plus hours a week writing training programs, and I enjoy it all the time. I love the uniqueness of trying to write for every individual client I have, and just how you can kind of take certain elements and twist them and manipulate them and kind of create them to be unique for every individual. So one of the documents I use on a regular basis, so every program I ever write, I include a video tutorial, a video kind of education. So every exercise has a video they can watch that'll help them kind of understand how to perform that exercise better. So I have a Word document that has the exercise name and then a video off YouTube. And it's just kind of those two things I'll copy and paste into a program based on which exercise I want them to do. Then I'll write in sets and reps and stuff I want them to do. But instead of me having to look up an individual YouTube video every single time I wanted to include an exercise, I just started making like a document. And that document now is 135 pages long. And it has, on average, 18 exercises per page. So I'm well over 2,000 exercises that I use as my exercise library when I'm creating programs for clients. So I use over 2,000 exercises, and I'm actually entering stuff into that kind of document every single week. So I'm still building on that and still developing it. But it's been fun to see over the years just how you can learn 2,000 exercises and nuances of each exercise over time. This is all I've ever done for 19 years. I'm very blessed that this is my full-time job. So being able to pull that many movements really helps me create unique programs. But again, getting back to like the mental and emotional health aspects, is you can write the best program in the world, whether it's a nutrition program, training program, whether it's a financial program, whether it's a relationship program. No matter what the program is, you can write the best one in the world, but if people don't follow it, then it doesn't matter. So the validity of the program really doesn't make any difference. So it's something I've gotten to look into and learn about as a trainer. If I want to be the best personal trainer I can be, I have to also be the best motivator. I have to kind of be better at therapy, like kind of emotional therapy, mental therapy, helping people work through issues. And what I've found is that adding accountability and motivational aspects to my programming has helped adherence so much. So not only do my clients get a nutrition program and a training program, but they get accountability tracking and a motivational support. And that has helped overwhelmingly to increase adherence and longevity of people sticking with their programs and getting more out of them. Now, we all face struggles, and I think it's realistic for all of us to understand that we are not always things aren't always going to be perfect, and we're not always going to feel motivated to do what we want to do, but we still got to do it anyhow. You know, I was talking with somebody the other day about how, you know, I'm not really motivated to brush my teeth every day, but I do it every day. Sure, I don't want, you know, dental disease later on in life, so there's some degree of motivation, but it's not a daily thought, it's not a daily need. You just kind of do it because that's what you do. And I was talking to them about creating healthy nutrition and exercise as that same kind of mindset, that even if I don't feel like doing it today, I still have to do it. It's just part of living up my best life. And we were talking about just the challenges that we've faced recently. And I was thinking through in 2020 when I started sending out these motivational text messages, it actually grew from some challenges that I had faced in my own life. And that's actually unique, well, kind of neat, in that this podcast developed from my own personal needs as well. The podcast started because I just wanted to have some more significance and more meaning in life, and I felt that being able to share what I knew about nutrition and training would be of value. So I wanted to start the podcast as just a way to kind of share into the world and give back whatever I could. And the motivational messages actually started in the same way. Through 2020, there was a pandemic. I'm pretty sure we're all aware of that. It's still going on, unfortunately, which is miserable. Like, that's very unfortunate. But we all dealt with a pandemic. With the pandemic came some business challenges for me. So I've created and I own Brutal Iron Gym here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and I've had it since 2011. So it was coming in on like a 10-year anniversary of the business, and all of a sudden a pandemic hits. And what do you do with that? What do you do whenever people can't come to the gym? What do you do whenever your normal way of business gets upended? So that was a challenge. My wife, we've talked about this in some other past podcasts we did together, but she lost a job at that time. And at the very start of the pandemic, had to start looking for a new job. And no one was hiring at that time. So that was a big, big stress for her. And that made it, you know, a challenge in our life. Also, my dad faced cancer in 2020. Her mom had a stroke in 2020. And we had to kind of adjust and modify how we were planning for our wedding. So we actually got married in 2020. And anybody who's ever been through a wedding knows that that itself is a stress. You add on, you know, parental health issues on both sides. You add in a lost job. You add in a pandemic. And that's quite a year. So it was a lot. A lot to deal with, and trying to deal with all of that while still eating healthy, while still working out, you know, 5 to 6 days a week, which is what I typically do. That was all very, very large challenge. And one of the things that has always helped me in my personal life to work through those types of challenges has been motivational speeches, motivational videos, stories, and quotes. They've been ways that I've kind of recognized and realized the strength of others and how that could motivate me to be stronger myself. And that has always been something that has helped push me through whenever I felt overwhelmed, when I felt potentially inadequate in that moment, to know that there were still growth possibilities, there was still opportunity for me to get stronger and get better. There was a way for me to continue to push forward and adapt. So that's been something that has been a gift in my life, is being able to use motivational resources to push myself to be my best. And I therefore then wanted to give that gift to my clients. So that's where the motivational messaging service kind of started from. So today what I wanted to do was just share a couple of the quotes that I'll be sending out this week, and just some basic thoughts about them, and hopefully this can help you get to thinking and maybe kind of ignite some growth and some strength in yourself. So the one quote we have coming up is, life doesn't get easier or more forgiving. We get stronger and more resilient. And that's a quote by Steve Maraboli. And it's Maraboli. Can't pronounce names very well, so sorry about that. But to that person. But life doesn't get easier or more forgiving. We get stronger and more resilient. So don't wait or expect for life to adjust to you. It won't. The adjusting is up to you. That's kind of the extra message I added after the quote. Is too often I hear people say, well, you know, once life does this, or once this happens, or once that happens. And people just wait. They wait until something of life becomes easier. And very rarely does it ever. We trade from one thing to another. We kind of transition from one thing to another. But there's always going to be struggles. There's always going to be challenges. It's always going to feel on the verge of overwhelming. And unfortunately, if you continue to wait until it gets easier, it never will. You've been waiting to work on a goal. If you've been waiting to kind of dive fully into something, think about how long you've already been waiting. Has it gotten any better yet? Has it just seemingly gone from one thing to another thing to another thing? How long are you going to wait before you realize that that doesn't change? Again, the quote, life doesn't get easier or more forgiving. We have to get stronger and more resilient. That's up to us. We're the ones that have to grow. We're the ones that have to expand. We're the ones that have to change. We can't wait for change. If you wait, you will literally just be waiting. You have to step up. You have to take on the challenge. You have to find a way to grow, to increase your capacity. I mean, I look at this now. I'm 10 years into business, and I do way more now than I did when I first started. But I remember feeling so overwhelmed when I first started. But in the 10 years, I've been able to grow. I've been able to expand. I've been able to improve upon my efforts, my efficiency. I've been able to kind of come more singularly focused in the business and learning what gives me the biggest kind of payback, like biggest dividends, like biggest returns, I guess. And it's not necessarily financial as much as just making a difference in people's lives. So typing up motivational quotes in order to send them, you know, one a day for a weekday, it might take me 10, 12 minutes. It doesn't take much time, but it can have what would seem like a greater impact into people's lives than the amount of time and effort it took me to do it. So learning how to expand what I do and how I do it so I can grow bigger in my business has clearly been something that's been necessary over the last 10 years. Is life didn't get easier. Business didn't get easier. No one just came and gave me more money. You know, you had to go out and figure out, how can I still make a difference in people's lives? How can I still stay true to what I want my business to be while being able to pay the bills and progress? So I've seen that in business life. I've seen that in my personal life. I've had to improve upon my character, improve upon my thought processes, and just kind of become a better person. And as I've been able to do that, I've been able to enjoy life more. I've been happier, and I've been able to ensure that the people I love know that they feel loved, and being able to progress in those ways. So I've been able to progress in my personal life, been able to progress in business. And it's from understanding that life will not slow down. Life will not adjust. Life will not get easier. There's no point in waiting. I have to attack it. I have to be the one to change. So I'd urge you to do the same. We have another quote we look at. It says, "You never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice." Now, this quote is attributed to Bob Marley. Pretty dang good quote. So, "But you never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice." The couple phrases I added is, if you wait to be strong only when you have... So, if you wait to be strong only until you have to, how much strength will you have? Prepare. Build it now. And the easier the challenges will be when they come. So if you consider that quote, you never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. Why wait? How strong can you really be in that singular moment if you haven't actually worked on it? How challenging, how stressful will that moment be when you have to dig down and find the strength you have? This is like when people wait to improve their health. They wait until they get bad blood markers, you know, like diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol issues. And now all of a sudden they want to fix things. Why wait? Why wait until you have to dig yourself out of the hole? Why not get ahead of that? Why not make sure you don't end up in a hole in the first place? So if you wait to be strong only when you have to, how much strength will you have? Why wait and find out if maybe you have enough? Build it now. Get ahead of it. If you can now, find ways to push yourself forward, to build in your strength, whether that's physical, emotional, mental, character, financial. Just improve your situations. Improve every aspect of your life. Work for that. Put some effort into it. Push for it. Because when you have to show your strength, you'll want to have more strength to show. You'll want to make it as easy as possible. If you continue to grow ahead of life's challenges, they don't feel so damn challenging. That's the secret. Stay ahead. Work before you have to. put in the efforts now before they're demanded of you with no choice. If we look at our third quote of the week, strength and growth come only through continuous effort and struggle. This is by Napoleon Hill. Now, you can probably hear the theme of this week is working to become stronger, pushing yourself. So again, the quote is, strength and growth come through only through continuous effort and struggle. What I added to it is, when you're in the middle of a challenge, recognize the value in that moment. Think of how much stronger you are becoming. When we're faced with challenges, when we're in the middle of them, too often we think, you know, woe is me, and this is miserable, I'm getting crushed, I'm barely going to survive this, I hope I can survive this, why does this have to happen? And we try to work our way through it just the most shortcutty way possible, just to kind of survive it and get past it. But those challenges are the ways in which we grow, the ways in which we become stronger. If in those moments we can remember to take a breath, if we can recognize, if I handle this correctly, if I grow in this challenge, when this challenge comes back, or a challenge of equal size comes into my life, I will be stronger for that one. And it won't hurt so damn bad. It won't be so challenging. It won't be so hard. So in your challenges, don't look for the shortcuts. Don't think, woe is me. This is an opportunity that you have to become stronger, to become better. The fourth quote we have for this week is, normality is a paved road. It's comfortable to walk on, but no flowers grow on it. Now, I really like this quote. It's a quote by Vincent van Gogh. And really, it's just, don't be afraid to be different. There's beauty in walking our own paths. And that's been something, you know, I've seen in my life, and I've seen in a lot of clients' lives, is we struggle with what is the normal thing to do, or what am I supposed to do, or what should I do? When really, it's okay, and it's encouraging, and it's one of the beauty of life aspects is to be our own self, to be true to ourselves, to be unique, to be different, to walk our own path. There's a lot of things that I've done in my life that fit the mold of what was supposed to be done, but there's a lot of things that I broke free and changed and did it the way I wanted. And which do you think I'm most proud of? Which are the ones in your life that you're most proud of? You know, if you worked hard and you graduated high school, that's a big accomplishment. Some people don't do that. Same thing for college. If you got the opportunity to go to college, you worked hard at it and you graduated, that's amazing. That's awesome. A lot of people don't get that opportunity. The things that we've worked at in our lives that challenged us when we overcome, we become kind of, we have pride in those things. We get motivated by those things. We're strengthened by those things. What are the things that maybe you're wanting to do, but they don't kind of fit the mold? Maybe they're a little bit weird. Maybe they're kind of out there. Maybe you want to quit your job and start something on your own. Maybe you want to take on a unique challenge. You know, I work with clients all the time who mix goals in the physical fitness world. And like, I have a client right now just powerlifting and marathon running. It's awesome. You know, and they've had people tell them, you can't do both. You can't do strength training and long duration, you know, running. Why not? Why the hell not? This person has the capacity and they're going to get an elite total in powerlifting, which is very rare. And they have amazing marathon abilities. They're probably going to be able to qualify for like the Boston Marathon, something big like that. They can do big things if you're willing to work for it. I have clients that compete in aesthetic competitions and strength competitions. Why not? You can do it if you're willing to work for it. What are some goals you have? What are some dreams you have that maybe are a little bit different? Know that they're possible if you're willing to work for them. Okay. The final quote we have for this week is, "It's not the problem that causes our suffering. It's our thinking about the problem." This is by Katie Bryon, B-R-Y-O-N. Now, I actually don't agree with this quote, but I'm still sending it out. Again, the quote is, "It's not the problem that causes our suffering. It's our thinking about the problem." And I continue to write, "This quote is not always true, but take a moment to think it through. How big is my problem versus how big I'm making it out to be? Can I think differently about this to lessen my own stress?" So we go back to that quote. It's not the problem that causes our suffering. It's our thinking about the problem. That's sometimes not always true. If I break my leg, it's not that I'm thinking about my leg being broken that hurts. My damn leg's broke. It hurts. So there's a lot of times in which we do suffer from something that's real, in the sense that it's not overblown by our thought process. So I'll give you an example of this. So one of the things you might think of is, and I've actually timed this. This is just ridiculous, but this is fun. Just weird things I do in my life. Is I'll have people tell me I don't have time for breakfast. And I'm like, you're full of shit. You just don't know the faster options. So, for example, you can just buy, you know, bags of cashews. There's, I think, a 5-ounce bag of salt and pepper cashews, which is one of the ones I like. As I wake up and walk out the door on my commute to work, I can just pick up that bag and then eat it while I'm driving in the car. That might take 10 seconds, I don't know, 3 seconds to open a closet door or a cabinet door, grab the bag and walk out the door. I mean, geez a whiz. Just have it prepackaged. Buy something prepackaged. Make it the night before. I've made a bagel sandwich before. We've talked about this in past podcasts where I'll get a bagel out of the, like, you know, I have a bagel next to the fridge. I don't freeze my bagels. But I'll open up the bagel package. I'll cut it in half, put it in the toaster. While it's in the toaster, I'll pull out lunch meat, pull out a slice of cheese, and then I usually put hot sauce on it just as a way to kind of spark me to drink more fluids so I get hydrated early in the day. By the time I get the meat out, the cheese out, the hot sauce out, by the time I take the meat and the cheese out of their kind of respective containers to get them ready to put on the bagel, I'm still waiting for like 10 seconds, 20 seconds for the bagel to be done. But the bagel comes out hot. I put the hot sauce on, put a slice of cheese, meat, smush them together, grab that and walk out the door, put it in the paper towel. That takes 2 minutes to make. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I've timed it. 2 minutes. And there's many other options. But when you say you don't have time for breakfast, you're full of shit. You're making the problem of breakfast bigger than it really is. What do you think you have to do for breakfast? You think you have to cook like a Thanksgiving, you know, meal? What are you doing? You just have to find something that has calories and put it in your face. You have time for breakfast. No one doesn't have time for breakfast. You can do that if you wanted to. You just have to decide whether you want to or not. Be real about it. Just say, you know what, I'm not really motivated to eat breakfast every day. That's more truthful. If you say I don't have time for breakfast, you're full of shit. Just say I don't care enough to eat breakfast every day. That is accurate. Be real with yourself. I've timed it as well. Like after cooking some food and I'll think, oh man, I just want to throw some dishes, you know, dirty dishes in the sink. I don't really want to do them right now. I don't have time to do them. Bullshit. I've set a 2-minute timer. And in 2 minutes, I can wash the pan, the spatula, the plate, the fork. I can wash some things and I can be done with it. Maybe it's all in the drying rack and I have to put it away later, but I can get it washed right now. How often do we think, well, I don't have time for this thing? Or I'll have the energy for that. Bullshit. Yes, you do. If it means something to you, you'll do it. So don't make problems out to be bigger than they really are. Sometimes they are big. And sometimes it's not how you're thinking about it. It's just freaking reality. It's in your face and you're having to deal with it. But sometimes, this quote is true. It's not the problem that causes our suffering. It's the thinking about the problem. Sometimes what we're perceiving it to be is bigger than what it really is. So quotes like this, they can at least spark you to think, to kind of take a moment and reflect. Am I really making this out to be bigger than it really is? What would this really take to do this? You know, people say, like, I'm overwhelmed, you know, I don't know how to eat healthy. Well, we've shown a billion and one resources in past podcasts, and we talk about it all the time, is there are ways in which for you to learn more about nutrition. And if you invest, you know, 15 minutes a day, you can do it in a whole month. We recently did a podcast, number 1028. It was a Q&A podcast titled Nutrition Basics and Macronutrient Tracking. You can learn more about nutrition, and within 1 month, 15 minutes a day, 30 days, you can know a hell of a lot more than you do today. You can feel in control and lessen a lot of stress you have about nutrition. Same thing with training. Same thing with finances. I'm listening to an audiobook by, I think it's John Collins, and it's a really a freaking great book about finances. Let me look it up. So the Simple Path to Wealth, and it's by J.L. Collins. J.L. Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. And that's a great book. It's your roadmap to financial independence in a rich, free life. Amazing. You know, it might take you, say, 6 hours on Audible to listen to the audiobook. Well, just listen to it while you're cooking food, while you're doing dishes, while you're doing laundry, while you're cleaning, you know, the house, vacuuming, dusting, whatever you might do. You're easily going to chew through 6 hours doing mindless tasks in the next week. In 6 hours, you could learn more about finances, feel in better control, feel more educated, start to think more creatively with how you're managing that. You can listen to books about relationships. You can listen to books about any damn thing you want. What you feel overwhelmed by is overwhelming to you. I'm not saying it isn't. But what I am saying is there's a way in which you can fight against it, you can work against it, you can try to figure it out. It's often not something that you're just destined to never control, to never feel confident in. That's never the case. Almost never, ever, ever the case. There's something you can do against it. Something you can do to figure out how to overcome it. If it's anything you think we can help with, training, nutrition, motivation, accountability, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell me what you're feeling overwhelmed with, and I'll tell you how to help and how to fix it, how to address it. But there are ways. So these were our quotes for this week and how we're going to kind of share motivation and kind of hopefully push the clients this week to get better and to overcome some fears, some struggles, some challenges to help them live their best life. I hope that this podcast has helped you as well. Maybe it's just good reflection. I don't know. I hope it's valuable in some way. But I do sincerely appreciate people listening to the podcast. I appreciate my clients who let me send them these messages every day and don't text me back telling me I'm bugging them. I enjoy looking them up. I enjoy the positive effect they've had in my life in the last 9 months. And I hope they've been able to do the same for them as well. Cool. Well, thank you for listening. If there is anything you ever need, if you ever need help with motivation, you ever need help with accountability, you ever need help with anything outside of the nutrition and training programs, we're always here to help you with those things. I understand that it takes more than just a piece of paper, you know, to help you live your best life. If there's anything we can do to help, we're here, and I appreciate you listening to the podcast. I appreciate you investing into us, and I want to make sure that you feel that we'll do the same for you. Okay, well, as always, if you ever need anything, just email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like today's podcast, please share it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help. And also, if you like the podcast, click like on the podcast platform you're on. If you like the information, you want to find more from us, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's ever anything you need, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.